Hey, this is Kelly and Wade, and we're coming in hot.
Hello, hello.
We have another movie review of, help me out, Wade.
The Mandela Effect.
That's right.
Which is a little obscure, but worth the watch.
It definitely gets you thinking about some things that you may or may have not seen, but...
Well, question. If it's about this phenomenon where everybody thinks something is one way, but it's really not that way. So the example being the Berenstain Bears versus the Berenstein Bears. Everybody calls it Berenstein Bears, but really it's Berenstain with an A.
That didn't really strike me as significant.
That was
some
crazy.
Things that struck me were like the guy that whenever I used to play Monopoly, I used to have a Spider-Man Monopoly game board. And in the movie, they talked about how the guy had
a monocle
on his eye. And they were like, no, actually, he never did. So I was kind of freaked out by that because I'm like, I really think that he had a monocle on his eye?
Or Curious George never had a tail.
And that was kind of strange, too.
Never had a tail for no reason. And that was like, you just assumed that he did. And so basically what they did was they took this phenomenon, it's like a real life phenomenon, which made
there
it pretty
cool.
There was
a lot of things.
Yeah. And then they tied it into someone who had a loss. I don't think we should spoil this one because I really think people should go out and see it. But it really took an interesting concept that brings it into like reality. Like, because we think the same way, like, in reality. Mm-hmm. And it made you feel like you were part of, like, maybe we're on to something.
An unveiling.
Yeah.
It made you feel like you're kind of, like, a part of an unveiling. Like, but it's just impossible. It's impossible for people to go back into time. And, like, there's so many, like, okay, could they have gone back into time? Could they have transpired
multiple dimensions and stuff like that? I think that's the thing, multiple dimensions and all that. I mean, it just starts getting confusing, you know, after a while, you know, where it's like, you know, if you got multiple, you know, presents going on at the same time and you change one thing and then which present are you in? That's it goes there with it, but it does kind of wrap up nicely. I think they knew it was going to start going too far, and they kind of tied it together. But I mean, it was interesting.
It was interesting. It's an interesting concept, an interesting perception, something to like consider. And I don't necessarily think that is realistic. But
no. Well, what about simulation? What about simulation theory?
I know that you're big on that.
I'm not big on it.
When I first met you, you said to me,
I heard about it. I don't believe in simulation theory.
You were like, what if everything we're going through is a simulation? I was like,
I just think it's an interesting thing to think about.
And then I never even considered that until you said it to me randomly one time, and I was like, that's odd. And then I saw something on it, and this movie is kind of surrounding.
They talk about it. It's not. I didn't make it up. I mean, it's just like it's like a theory. I don't believe in that, but it's like, what? You know, I mean, if the thought is, you know, what if we're just living in a simulation, a set of circumstances that's just like a program running over and over again? And we don't even realize it. And then you can take it to like all these different levels of things and you know, from religion to society to technology, and it crosses all boundaries. So it's like really limitless.
Yeah.
Which is like really interesting to hear like people's thoughts on it. You can go down rabbit holes with it and just like think about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that's the case, but it would be so crazy if it was. Like, you know what I mean? And this movie kind of touches on that. If that's something that's like a little bit too far out for you, you might not want to watch it because it's going to just be too kind of outlandish. But if you want to, you know, kind of sit back and think,
Yeah.
A little bit. Be zoned out for
about
a minute.
What if?
But
it was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool.
You don't have to, like, it's not like an Interstellar where you have to take notes to be able to understand.
Or Tenet.
Yeah. Or Tenet. Christopher Nolan films. it's not that serious, but you can still follow it and just pick up at the end.
Yeah.
I guess. But, and the acting was okay. You know? I mean, it wasn't bad or standoutish, but, you know, it was okay.
Yeah. It seemed to be appropriate.
It slipped in between the cracks. I didn't even know about it. And it came out, I think, a couple years ago or something. And it must have been one of those directed DVD.
Does anybody have a DVD anymore?
I have a DVD player. I have a Blu-ray player that also plays
That's
DVDs.
Insane.
And I have a VCR. I'm just saying.
That's hilarious. I have DVDs of when I was a kid that I could bring over and have you. I hope you play still. I gotta transfer them into something.
As long as they're not scratched.
Yeah, no, they're not. But I need to transfer them into something like a.
You gotta write them onto a file. Mm-hmm. Why are we talking about
Download
that right now?
Download them into a thumb drive.
Yeah.
That's all.
You know what the crazy thing is? Remember DVDs used to be like. Like the biggest storage. Remember, it was like you had a diskette that was like a 3.5 inch little disc in back with computers, and then it was like, oh, now we have CDs, and like CDs can hold so much stuff, and then they went to like DVDs. Oh man, if you're burning a DVD, it's like so much storage, and now you can get like 1,000 times that on a thumb drive that's like the size of your pinky nail. Technology today, which leads to simulation. Which is the basis of the movie we just talked about. Technology is progressing. We went from, you know, what is it, Super 8 movies to
VHS.
VHS to, I don't know, camcorders and digital to all kinds of stuff, so. Until next time.